Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
My brain is failing me, and I'll explain here in a second. Good morning. Thang in the house. Monica, Zach, Antoine, you. Angry Tuesday. Day two of Scam Week here on The Thang. Do you ever have those times in your life where your brain decides to forget common everyday activities?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
On a regular basis.
Like, am I doing this? Are you talking about, like, the muscle memory of how to do something or just...
I'm talking about something that's supposed to be part of your routine.
like brushing your teeth every
exactly.
day. Like you should know to brush your teeth every day. But then you walk out of the house and you're like, I didn't brush my teeth.
Or did I brush my teeth?
Yeah.
I think I did.
And it's, if you forget it one time, all right, fine. Yeah. I understand. Things happen. But then if it keeps happening over and over and over again.
That could be a problem.
I can't remember to do my hair properly anymore.
What's going on?
I don't know.
When did it start?
About 2 weeks ago.
This
is a pattern, Monica.
Are you forgetting to touch your hair at all or just the way that you used to do it that you loved?
No, well, Antoine, as a metrosexual individual who's got to get his hair just right, it involves a hair putty thing that you put in, and then it must be sprayed to hold it into place.
Okay.
Now, Antoine is bald, so his process is shave it till it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then he's ready to go. You don't need anything to hold it into place.
I do not.
And I have forgotten to do the spray, I would say at least 5 times in the last 2.5 weeks. Hmm. So about half the time, I keep forgetting. And you have to understand, Antoine, when the spray doesn't happen, everything becomes limp and floppy fairly quickly in
whack.
The day.
It was very out of whack. So when it's time to spray, what are you thinking about?
I don't know.
You have to go to those moments and say, what am I getting ready to think about here?
But if I was in that moment and I had the ability to make that thought, I would know.
But something happens right as you are about to spray. That's why you have to pause and stop.
He has to figure out the distraction.
Yes.
Like, where is that distraction coming from?
Yeah, it happens right as you're about to spray. So you just start your regular routine and then you have to be able to catch yourself.
Write your routine down. That's what you should do. Write your routine down.
Know.
Make a check. Monica?
I know you should.
Make a checklist.
That sounds just so lame.
It sounds like
it's also lame. Not spraying your hair is lame. Do you want a checklist?
It sounds like next is up though, like a pill box.
Yeah, like I'm 100 years old.
Well, his memory's going.
Shut up, Antoine.
No.
Remember, I don't like you.
You have to say, there's spray here. The ladies' room.
No, I used it.
It's glamorous.
I had you buy me some one day. Emergency spray.
Oh, yes, you do have emergency
spray. I have my own.
Too.
Thank you very much.
Break glass in case of emergency.
Well, look at you. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't be making this list because one, it makes me feel old, and two, it makes me want to beat myself up. I mean, it's just, hey, dork.
How do you feel when you come into work with unsprayed hair?
Limp and floppy.
All right, then. Would you rather feel stupid and old or limp and floppy?
Well, they're both about, like, terrible.
I don't like this would-you-rather game.
No, you pick or.
All right, you know what? Good morning, all. What is on your mind? The other thing on my mind this morning, no joke, it's two things. One, I can't remember to spray my hair. And two, I think the word ball peen hammer is hilarious.
That is a funny word.
Oh. A ball peen.
A ball peen hammer.
Hey, boy, give me the hammer. Yeah. Not that one, the ball peen.
Yeah, give me the ball peen.
Give me the ball peen.
Baby, you want your ball peen? No, regular hammer today. I'm good.
Okay.
Put the ball peen back away. It's one of those ones where you feel like you're not allowed to say it. Like Shih Tzu.
Yeah,
but it's a dog. Exactly.
That one does make me cringe.
So, ladies and gentlemen, grab your ball peen hammers this morning and let's get ready to do the K92 morning thing.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Aw, Eli, what are you doing? This is one of those stories where, you know how, as parents, we worry about our kids, all the time.
Absolutely.
I'll take your word for it.
Even as teenagers, you're like, oh, please just stay out of trouble, be safe. Well, Eli, running around with a knife, teenage boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't run around with scissors in your hands. They tell you that as a kid.
Don't run around with anything
sharp in your hands.
And as every parent knows, Antoine, here's what happens, is a child decides to start running around with something in their hands.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Could be a knife, a ball peen hammer, any of those things. And you say, please don't run around with that because I don't want you to fall and hurt yourself. And they say, I won't.
Well, 15-year-old Eli.
Yeah, well, Eli fell,
he was told,
I'm guessing.
Yes, he fell down, and he opens up his front door. His dad's standing there, and his dad looks at him, and he's dripping blood because he has a 10-inch knife in his head.
Walk in the house. Dad's home.
And, I mean, luckily, everything went well. They had surgery, performed surgery. He survived it. He's doing well.
That's good.
Dad said to look at his son standing there dripping blood with a knife in his skull. Yeah, that's a terrifying sight.
Yes.
Right there.
I mean, it freaks you out even just to hear that when it's not your kid.
Yeah. But Eli, standing awake, you know, he's conscious, know what's going on.
That's amazing that he's all right.
That's a heck of a Halloween costume.
It is.
I know.
He'd win the boobash.
Yes,
no,
he would definitely win that one.
You know what else is amazing about this entire story? I don't even need to know the rest of it to know the truth. Eli will not learn his lesson. He won't. He won't learn his lesson.
He'll tell his friends, that was so wild, man.
Yeah.
That was so wild.
That idiot is going to run around with a switchblade in his hand next, or a screwdriver or some other thing. Because the kids, they never learn, Antoine. You tell them, please stop running in the kitchen. The floor is hard. I don't want you to fall. I won't fall. They fall.
Plonk.
They hit their heads. Yeah. They go, ow, my head. And you say, I told you so. And they say, I'm in a Band-Aid.
And then
they do it again.
It was so close. It was so close for him. It was like an inch away from his main artery and the skull. And it was a very scary situation.
Eli has learned nothing from this experience.
And Dad is just shaking his head like, oh, God.
That's terrifying.
What's going to happen is Eli's going to be doing something, and Dad's going to say, yo, don't you remember the last time this happened? You stabbed yourself in the head, and he'll say, what are the odds it'll happen again?
Oh. That's true. I'm surprised Dad didn't pass out. I'd have passed out if I'd opened the door and saw that.
Yep. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Don't run with sharp objects, please.
Here's what I'll tell you, and I know you won't listen. Listen to your parents. See, they're already gone. They're gone. They've left. They're out. They're running around.
Yeah, no, that's silly. Yeah.
Every kid listening has grabbed a pointy stick, and they're now running down the street like, it won't be me. It won't be me. La, 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 la.
Be careful.
The true signs that summer is officially here. One of them is that we have Salem Fair tickets to give away here in a few minutes.
Woo.
And the second is that it's so humid outside, your underwear is sweaty.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
sticky
bring
drawers.
Them out. So gross last night. Got home from softball. First of all, I was just, you know those times, you know it's bad when you are sweating like crazy without moving.
Yeah.
And you're not 1,000 pounds. I mean, that's when you know, good Lord, it's just gross out here.
So what underwear for you?
I thought you said, so what underwear? I'm like, the one
I
wear.
I know.
So, let's talk more about your underwear.
So tell me. Boxers or briefs?
But it's one of those days where you need a shower, maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it gets to the summertime, multiple showers are usually required.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those ones yesterday where I knew I had no choice, even though at a very late game. So, I didn't even get home till almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're talking, I'm up at 3:30 to take a shower. So, we are 5 hours away from showering.
But you had to.
But I had to take a shower to go to bed to get up to take a shower.
Yep.
Pre-shower. That's really all it was.
You have to.
You know, let's make it sound cooler, since this is what they do when they're rebooting everything in movies and rebranding.
Okay.
It was my prequel to my shower.
Yeah.
It was my shower's origin story.
There you go. That's a good one.
At least for your wife. You know, she's probably like, I don't want to roll over in a puddle
smell
of sweat.
You're gross. You're gross enough clean as it is. Can't be having you be all dirty.
Wet undies.
Yes, so that was the origin story of my
shower.
Was my shower last night. Good morning, all. Home of the K92 morning thing. Home of very bad ideas. We have lots of bad ideas around here. Now, we balance them out with things like tickets to the Salem Fair, which we're going to do at 6:45. Then tickets to King's Dominion at 7:15. $10,000 at 8 o'clock. It's scam week this week. So the number 4 most popular birthday scam of the entire year, 7:15. All those things, those are all pretty good ideas.
Uh-huh.
And then we have ideas like eat food you're allergic to, but it's a good way to use up all your EpiPens at the same time. Monica has been craving crab lately.
I have, yes.
And despite the fact that it makes her throat close up.
You're allergic.
She wants crabs.
The woman
needs crabs. So I had a bad idea for her. Your daughter has a nut allergy.
She does,
So you always have an EpiPen on hand.
I do.
Which is very important to have.
Uh-huh.
Now, the thing that sucks about EpiPens is they're crazy expensive and they expire.
Yep.
So you have to just throw them away and buy a new one.
Yep.
So what you do on the day you're going to throw away the EpiPen, you have crab legs so you can use the EpiPen and you're buying a new one the next day anyway.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes. That's an idea.
Yeah, it is.
Not a good one.
No.
I told you. We've had the bad ideas around here.
It's not the best one I've heard.
Monica, I ate shrimp yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, my throat felt so good and everything.
You
jerk.
Love shrimp.
Later, see, in July, I'm going up to the Chesapeake Bay
for a
couple
days. Why you gotta talk about
that? I'm gonna get crabs. I'm gonna get crab legs. Oh. I'm gonna take a boomerang and me sucking that crab leg, and I'm gonna send it to you.
Hey, I've been getting after friends because I see them going out there and enjoying their crab legs. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And I see them on Snapchat. I'm like, oh, okay.
Are they not supposed to because you can't enjoy them?
Well, I mean,
kind of what she's saying, but I don't care. I'm gonna rub it in. So if you want to follow Monica on Snapchat, she's Queen Itchy Throat. Find her on there. Send her all the pictures of you enjoying shellfish.
Oh, it looks so good.
What is your Snapchat?
K92 Monica.
Yeah, there you go. Send her all the pictures of you enjoying shellfish of any kind.
That's wrong.
You know, just today, just lick a shrimp today and send it to Miss Monica.
Don't just lick a shrimp. If you gotta lick a shrimp. You gotta eat that shrimp and you know enjoy
it. Throw it away. Just one.
Antoine, are you a shellfish person?
Yes.
Okay, let's get
I love crab legs. Right. Let's do it.
Let's get some today.
Really?
Let's do it. Fun. I'm on board.
K92, Morning Thang. Bad friends all the time. Monica, did you see who died yesterday?
No.
Bishop Bullwinkle?
Bishop
Bullwinkle. Bullwinkle. You know Bishop Bullwinkle.
I do.
Yes.
Bishop. I'm sorry. R.I.P.
You don't know Bishop Bullwinkle.
Bishop,
shame on you.
You have no clue.
You have no clue. It's a man of the cloth, and you lied directly to his dead face.
Bishop.
Not Priest Rocky.
Nope.
Bishop Bullwinkle.
Bishop Bullwinkle, who you may remember. He's friend of the show, man.
Friend?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like a close friend.
No, to the no.
This guy.
Bishop.
Yes.
She's still a no.
I know.
Hell with a non-non guy.
But that's sad. I was seeing at the age of 70.
Yep. 37 million views.
Yeah.
Of this. Antoine,
this
you're familiar with Hell to the Nana?
We've only because we've played it here.
Okay.
But I've never heard of it before.
I had never heard it before until I heard the story of Freddie Mac being heckled at a wedding. Because he refused, somebody requested that song, said, you need to play this at the wedding reception. And he said, I'm not doing that. So as he played other songs, the woman stood in the background and yelled,
two thumbs down, two thumbs down,
yeah.
Two thumbs down.
Was booed for every other song he played.
That's hilarious.
Because he would not play Hell to the Na-Na.
That's a jam, though.
It is.
That's a jam.
Yep. No.
That should be in our Friday foursome.
Well, 40 seconds about all you need.
Hell no, to the no.
I learned already.
Hell to the no.
Skipping the jam next.
Hell no, no, to the no. Hell to the no.
He really owns it here.
Hell no, no, hell to the no.
Everyone's like, what is going on right now?
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
How many days can you skip before things really start to go sideways? Because let's be honest, this is the time of year where we've got a lot going on. We start doing little summer vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just, you know, want to just lay around.
Yeah.
And so you start skipping the gym.
Yeah.
This is not January. I'm going every day. Yeah. Start thinking, do I have to go?
Well,
yeah.
You go to the gym to get that summer bod. Now the summer's here. You have the body that you're going to have.
Show it off. Yeah. This is it. The results are in.
Yeah,
you don't have time to work out. You got to show it off.
Mm-hmm.
Or hide it behind a t-shirt if you didn't quite get there. It is, 2 days before you start losing the motivation. So you skip the gym two times.
And you start feeling like,
you don't want to go anymore.
Mm-hmm.
God, your brain sucks.
I know.
No help. No help.
You gotta go every day. I know, because I'm now at the point where I feel guilty if I don't do something. And I'm trying to like maintain that because I know it is like a solid day or two.
Right.
What was it, last week or week before last? I was hurt. Like my body was just tired.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Zach, all right, I guess I need to take a day. You said, yes, you need a day.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, to let your muscles.
But your brain is trying to just ruin you and make you still good. Your brain is not helping. Because on the days you just straight up skip, that's when your brain should say, okay, guys, tomorrow we got this. But instead your brain goes, Evan, do nothing. I'm going to lay around and be fat. Hey, who wants cake? You know, that's what your brain does.
Yeah.
So So 2 days, that's when that starts going sideways. And then according to this study, it is about 2 weeks of skipped workouts before you start losing, quote, significant muscle strength. That's what sucks about working out. It takes a whole year to get there and 2 weeks to lose it.
And it's gone.
Why? Yeah.
Like, come on now.
This is not fair. I got a lot of questions for God, and that is
why. Why can't I have Doritos?
Yep. No. I got two questions. I'm like, yo, Doritos, hell food, why not? And this thing with the gym. No. I mean, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to us?
My son, I did not say to work out. My son, I said to
hell no.
You be quiet.
No.
You made us do that. 2 weeks, and it's terrifying because, so younger people, teenager, in 20-something, 2 weeks off, you lose 1/4 of your muscle mass. That's a lot.
Yeah, as a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Older, so 30s, 40s, above that.
You lose it all.
35%. 35% in 2 weeks.
Man.
2 weeks.
Over a third.
Yeah, you got to keep on going every day.
And then it probably takes a year and a half to get it back. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Man.
Ugh.
I don't like that study.
I don't either.
I don't like it.
Somebody it.
Someone do a study on that study.
Do a different study.
Yes.
Yeah, study the study.
Study the study and find out they were on cocaine. Bunch of liars. Uh-huh. Let's start that story.
Oh, man.
I know, but the study's right. And that's what stinks. It's fine. Go to the gym, whatever.
Yep.
I don't want to.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, potato. Potato, potato.
Baby. Antoine versus Monica. Who will win in the game of mind control, death, and deception? I'm overselling it.
I see.
You need to make things sound important and big in this world. Everything has to be the biggest thing.
Uh-huh.
So it will be the biggest thing ever.
Like for a movie trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Explosions. The potato will blow up in our hand.
Let me let you know a little secret. I bet the next season of American Idol will be our most talented season ever.
Of course.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, name me one winner from the last 8 years. That's what I thought. Let's say good morning to Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Donna, do you have any summer vacation plans? You got anything going on?
We're going to the beach Sunday.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Which beach? Which beach?
Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Have fun. Exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What happens is they go and they enjoy and they go to the beach. And then when we take a couple days off, I go, where are you? Come back to work.
Not Donna.
And who's she picking? Did she pick someone?
Oh, that's right. I forgot to ask her.
She was so polite.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing for vacation? All right, bye.
All right, Donna, would you like Antoine or Monica today?
Let's do Antoine.
Okay, hang on. Mike, she's going to the beach. She don't get to choose nothing. Get out of here. Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
All right, it's going to be you and Monica. Do you have summer vacation plans?
I'm just finishing up my degree, and that's it.
Very nice.
Nice.
And your degree will be in what?
Psychology.
Okay. Very nice. Cool.
Congratulations.
That's what she listens to this show. She gets extra credit because we are all warped. We're a great case study. Well, yes, we are. Come on.
Just y'all.
Because what is normal?
Not anyway.
All right, so what's the game?
All right, Antoine versus Monica. They're going to go back and forth 20 seconds in a category. Just one ping pong. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the round loses. Antoine, you were chosen first, so you get to go first.
All right.
Here we go. 20 seconds to give me things that are loud.
Car horns.
Kids.
Elephant.
Wives.
Cymbals.
The church.
A car crash.
A choir.
A choir? Or
airplane engine.
A deep fryer.
A orchestra.
TV.
A scary movie.
Radio.
Superheroes.
Shoot, because I hear that timer ticking. I'm like, oh, crap.
For Antoine, Monica, you forgot the very obvious answer.
What, me?
Monica, I know. You could have just said me at the end. That is a point for Antoine. All right.
Dang it.
Boy, that church is loud.
Church can be loud.
It was Baptist. Yeah, it was a Baptist.
If you're doing the hell to the no-no guy, that's
no.
There you go.
To the no-no-no.
Okay, here we go. Round two. Monica, you need a point on this or the game is over. You get to start on this one, though. Here it is. 20 seconds to give me apps on your phone.
Facebook.
Snapchat.
Instagram.
Shazam.
The newspaper.
Waze.
Video. The camera, you know.
Gallery.
Come on. You have TikTok.
New York Times.
And Wall Street.
Wall Street.
What? Zach, don't roll your eyes.
Tavern, journal, the street.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Did you say Facebook? What was that?
I don't know. My lips got stuck on my lip gloss, probably.
Okay, here's the deal. That was a garbage answer, and I should disqualify you and just give the point to Antoine, but I have one more category, and we have time. So that is a point for Monica Brooks.
I did get a point, yes.
Sorry. Too bad. We'll now
That's crap.
It is crap. But Donna's going to win anyway. I have a good feeling.
Oh.
Because you've been terrible so far. But again, we're just going to keep going. Third category, Antoine, you will start 20 seconds in the category soups.
Black bean.
Tomato.
Chicken noodle.
Broccoli and cheddar.
Tomato.
You said tomato.
Tomato.
Did I just win?
You did.
I did. How about that? Yeah, you won, Jamie.
I'd already had a list in my head.
So you got that family four-pack of unlimited prize passes to the Salem Fair. That's happening. The tickets are good.
That's crap.
For Fridays.
I knew this was going to happen,
for the
4th too.
And the 12th, yes. But it's going on. It starts next week.
Donna should win. And then the way the universe works is Thanos over here always prevails. She snaps her fingers, and that's the end
so
of it.
Fast.
Do we have any extra prizes that we can throw Donna?
Donna's getting a prize.
Y'all don't have to be so disappointed that
throw
I won.
Donna,
but it's disappointing.
It is disappointing for Donna.
If we don't have prizes for Donna, I'm going to buy some tickets
so
for her.
Two thumbs down.
I will buy tickets for Donna if we don't have any.
We'll get Donna. Upset.
She hung up, but she left in despair. We'll get her something.
That was something else.
Call back, Donna. We have a prize. That was something else. I see what happened there, Antoine.
What?
We were punished for all of our shellfish mockery. Monica Brooks, Queen Itchy Throat over here. She all of a sudden can't eat shrimp and crab.
It started last summer. It's weird. No one wants to, develop an allergy.
No, especially something you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I think she's starting to enjoy the itch, even. That she currently has the itch for some crab.
Mm-hmm. I want some crab.
Your throat's
shrimp.
Like tingle, tingle, tingle.
Yeah, don't. You can't.
She doesn't mind a little throat close itch, closing up.
I just kind of eat a little bit, and then I pause, and I say, That's
why we got punished in the hot potato.
Well, I say we still cheer some crab legs at some point.
Oh, we definitely are now. If we have to deal with the punishment, we're also getting the crab.
Yes.
There is no doubt. Some foods are worth the effort. That's what we have right here. And I'm with you, Monica. Some foods are not worth the effort. And sunflower seeds are a pain in the butt.
I know. Yesterday at the grocery store, I'm like, why not get some sunflower seeds? I mean, they're sitting there in a bag looking ashy. You know,
yep.
I was like, but I'm going to pick them up anyway. Why? There's so much work to them.
For that tiny little nut on the inside.
Sunflower seed.
I only enjoy them at a baseball game.
Yeah.
I think it's because when I played baseball, that's what the coaches and we all had. And
that's
the only time.
It's pretty much my only memory of it. But even then, it's just now, oh my God, it dries your mouth out.
Yep.
Do a little bit if I'm fishing.
But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why did I buy these?
I don't know. And when you buy the already... shelled.
That's not the same. You gotta get
the same.
It's not the same
no,
at all. You gotta
get
shelled.
They taste stupid. They taste like a waste.
Mm-hmm. Pistachios must be shelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gotta be shelled.
Pistachios worth it. Sunflower seeds not.
Yeah.
Walnut in a shell, not worth it.
No.
Get that dry metally nut on the inside.
No, thank you.
Too
Nobody
much work.
Dry nut.
I almost would argue that crab legs are too much work.
I've argued that 1,000 times, but the crab meat's so delicious.
It is good, right?
Yeah.
When you get there, it's worth it.
I could just buy a lump.
It's not the same.
Or you just get soft shell and just eat right through that thing and not have to worry about it. But there's something about having to break through all those legs. It's a lot of work, man. And a lobster is a lot of work, too. But that meat is bigger.
Yes, it is.
Bigger hunks of meat in there. Mm-hmm. And there's crab legs. I don't know, man.
I think I will say, if I have the option, I will order a plate of crab meat versus crab legs if it's already. Yeah.
Problem is,
a mound of crab meat.
You get a plate of crab legs. Shoot, that's even going to be, $30? And then what they do is, okay, if you want all the meat picked out, it's $4 million. I mean, that's the markup. Lazy Man Lobster, you got to be Bill Gates to order Lazy Man Lobster. Uh-huh. It is ridiculous, the markup on that thing.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
Yeah, some Uber drivers figured out how to work a surge scam.
That's no good.
No, it is not. Mm-mm. Uber drivers reportedly manipulating the app to create artificial surge pricing.
Hmm.
I get the concept of the surge pricing, but to me, isn't that and price gouging the same thing?
This can be ridiculous.
That's what it feels like to me.
It definitely feels like it, because it'll be like on a holiday weekend or a concert, like an area where there's a concert happening. It's just,
and you go from like a $10 ride to $50. And it's like, what the crap?
Yeah.
I'll just walk.
Exactly. That's what I did one year on Halloween. Ended up getting caught in the pouring rain. Still, I wasn't paying it.
Mm-mm.
It was on principle. I was expensing that Uber at work. I still didn't care.
Yeah, he's like,
nope, I'm not doing it. So what these Uber drivers have figured out they can do is if they coordinate and a handful of them all at the same time just turn their app off for a minute, it knocks down the number of available drivers. All of a sudden, the surge pricing goes into effect.
Yeah.
They turn their apps back on. Oh, look, now they're part of the surge pricing.
How about that?
Huh?
That's not good.
Nope.
Fix it.
Uber says we have taken steps to address fraudulent behavior.
You have.
That's all they
said. That's all they said. What did you
steps.
Do?
Have you fixed it? Yeah. That's my question.
That's my favorite is when somebody, they'll report this entire story and they'll say, an email went unanswered. Like, so you sent an email to the source. They didn't write you back. And that counts as journalism now.
But they got to fix that.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Number two.
Do they really care, though? Because they make more money off of it, too.
That's true.
That's where the question comes in. This will freak you out as a parent and freak me out. This is in China, but still, the little kid, 2-year-old Chinese toddler, has developed severe short-sightedness after her parents allowed her to play on a phone every day for a year.
Mm-hmm. It'll mess your eyes up.
And, I mean, every day is not ridiculously out of the question.
No. Nope.
In the way we are now.
But they're looking at the screen.
But the eyes are still... Eyes are still forming. And that.
Yep. They're still developing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I'm
guessing this was a situation where they were letting the kid. It was long periods of time. I don't know for how long. I don't know if that means 20 minutes or 5 hours.
Right.
But the kid was squinting and itching on her eyes. And the parents didn't really do anything about it. They figured it was a bad habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's got severe myopia. She's got to get some, or myopia, or whatever.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, and it's tough because...
It's a balance.
You want to have that balance. You also need certain times where you need to get stuff done. Because kids, they have figured out, because kids are devious to get what they want, is to just bother you as much as possible until you will give them the screen time.
Dad.
My son is just, the minute you say, all right, I need you to do something else. Like what? Anything.
You gotta play.
What?
There are $4 million worth of Legos strewn about this entire house.
All the toys.
Build something.
Well, I just tell them, like, if you don't play with your toys, then I guess I'll just throw them away or donate them.
Yeah, I'd say that one all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but Hendrix asked me yesterday, he said, can I play the computer? No. He said, okay.
Does he ever get to play the computer?
It's been a long time. No, it's been a while. Yeah. You can play the game on occasion.
I'd love you. You're just really good at ignoring them. Must be what it is. Because I can't do it.
Number one.
These are freaky, but cool-ish. I don't know. This is the hot trend in weddings. So maybe you're doing this summer. You're getting married. You know, they always got the cake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And back in the day, you'd buy yourself that bride and the groom, and they put it on there. Now, courtesy of the magic that is the 3D printer, people are getting themselves on the top of the cake, and look how freaky real it is.
That is very weird.
Look at that.
I like that.
I do like it.
I like
but
it.
But it's weird.
It's
strange.
Really weird.
It looks good.
And they do.
I still don't understand the 3D printer.
I don't either.
I don't understand like how we don't have one here. We should. I mean, everyone else has one.
I've been waiting on a listener to bring one in for us.
Yeah. And it is. It's just, we have friends that... They got kids that print out Lego sets and basically,
people,
I guess, whatever you put in there, you can print back out. So you stuff yourself in there and then it prints
like,
out a tiny version of you. These things are amazingly realistic looking. There's a company called Doob, and Doob does 3D printing, and they do all sorts of 3D printing. But they said in the summer, it is mostly cake toppers. So people go into this place. It's in New York City. And they got 54 cameras, all these different angles. They'll snap all these angles of you. Yeah. And then they put together this incredibly realistic looking cake topper.
I like that. I like it.
We should get them to print us some us.
Uh-huh.
Print me some me.
How much?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we need to
figure out.
It's
so weird. I mean, as a kid, you just think about how it would have blown your mind to have an action figure of yourself. And that was impossible. Could never.
But now?
Now
you can do it.
Doob it up, baby. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. You can have you and Iron Man make it out on top of a wedding cake, and it will look completely realistic. Yeah, so that is the hot wedding trend. Are you doing it? You can text in 52353, or what freaky thing are you doing with your 3D printer when nobody else is watching?
Uh-oh. It's birthday scam week on the K92 Morning Thing.
Counting down the top five birthday scams of the year as voted by you. Today, we debut number four. She thought it would be a good idea to give her credit card to her kid so he could buy some stuff on Fortnite. Yikes. So I have called to let her know exactly how many things he's purchased. This is the Purple Nurple.
Number four.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Debbie.
Yeah, this is Debbie.
Fantastic. It is so wonderful to speak to you this fine morning.
Okay. Who's this?
My name is Nigel Tufnell. I'm calling from Zip Zap Gaming, and I am calling to personally thank and congratulate you, Debbie, as our top customer of the month.
Zip Zap Games?
Yes.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about? I've never heard of Zip Zap Gaming.
Ah, yes, of course. I understand. See, that is merely our parent company name, but perhaps you'll recognize us more as the makers of the international gaming phenomenon known as Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My son plays Fortnite.
Your son plays Fortnite. Listen to her all modest. My son plays Fortnite. Your son, or should I say Killmonger77, was our top customer for the month.
Oh, did he win something?
Oh, heavens no, he's terrible. But after all of the skins, dances, and add-ons he purchased this month, that, my dear Debbie, is why we are calling to congratulate you.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. All I did was let him buy some outfit or something the other day, but that was it. I mean...
Skins.
Skins.
They're called skins. Outfit makes it sound like we're playing with My Little Ponies around here. Fortnite is way cooler than My Little Ponies.
Okay, well, I did let him buy one.
Well, Debbie, I'm here to tell you he purchased more than just one skin. He also purchased our new line of victory dances. We have the Rubble Bubble, the Mashibi Phoebe, and the Purple Nurple. It is a wildly exciting action pack.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you just... What are those things? What is the Purple... Purple what? Nurple?
Nurple, yes. It is our victory dances that our characters do. So the Purple Nurple was actually developed by my own son. He did it to me once in real life. Snuck up behind me, damn near yanked the thing clear off my chest. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. What is going on here? My son purchased these purple things?
Ma'am. He purchased the Victory Dance Action Pack, the Skintastic Skins Array, plus the ammo and the weapons and the add-ons for the Lasagna Pack for the health boost and the vehicle. So, yes, we are very, 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 very appreciative of your business this month. Thank you for spending so much money because it's going to come in super handy for my yacht payments.
Wait. How much money are we talking about here? How much did he spend?
$3,627. Hooray for you, Fortnite Customer of the Month!
Oh, no. That's impossible. I told him to buy one thing.
Yes,
just
but
one.
How old is he?
He's nine.
Yes, he's nine. And you gave him a credit card number?
Well, yes.
Well, then, Debbie, what did you think was going to happen? Anyway, all sales are final, so thank you so much for your generous purchase. We can go now.
No. You are not getting $3,000 from me. I did not authorize those charges. I told him to buy one, skin,
yes.
And that's it.
Lady, all sales are final. It is listed very clearly on page 87 of your user agreement.
No, I don't care what it says. I'm going to dispute those charges with my credit card. I'm not paying $3,000.
Good luck with that. You don't think we haven't already set up kickback agreements with the credit card companies? Trust me. Debbie, this is not the first time that this has happened. How do you think we get so rich? Do you think it's by waiting around and praying that people pay real money for stupid fake dances? Heck no. It's by fleecing noobs like yourself.
This is ridiculous. He is totally grounded. I'm selling his Xbox, and he's never going to play that game again, okay? So you can just not count on us ever buying anything from you ever again.
Don't punish him. This is a birthday scam. This is not real. Don't punish your son. He didn't do anything. Hi, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam. Hi.
What?
You're on a birthday scam right now, courtesy of your husband, Kenny.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Nope, I am not.
I was so mad. Oh, my gosh.
So I feel like I should say, Kenny did this. Your son didn't have anything to do with this. So he doesn't get to, if you want to ground anyone, you ground your husband.
He is grounded.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang
birthday scam. At Tasty Cake, our goal is to make happy happen, even when...
Do you have food that you just think is too much work? You can text into 52353 debating if crab legs are worth it.
I think so.
Oh my God, they're so messy though. Too much. Just the juices that you're covered in and you smell like and...
But that's part of the fun, I think, with crab legs, right? You can
make it really fun. Enjoying myself. I don't know. I feel like a pelican at the dockside, just sitting there getting covered in fish juice. That's what I feel like. And the meat is decent, but man, it's a lot of work. Maurice has texted in to 52353. He thinks oranges are the crab legs of the fruit world. Just too much work.
They are a lot of work.
They can be.
You get like a cutie. Those things peel right off. I will say this. I agree with that. Grapefruit are too much work.
I know.
Because they're harder to peel. They got all that white pithy, that whole thing. And if you cut them in half, to have to eat out every little triangle. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a pain. And slice them into the little triangles and get them out of there. Yeah.
But it's good.
It is. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a lot of work.
Hmm. But not like a sunflower seed. I'm sorry.
Sunflower seed again, because just that tiny little dry nut.
You don't get the bang for your buck. You do not with a sunflower seed.
At least with a grapefruit, it's juicy, delicious grapefruit. Even with a crab leg, it's decadent, lovely crab meat.
Sunflower seed, no.
You could mess around and accidentally spit out the sunflower nut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not get any of it. Did all that work and not get any of it.
You ate the shell. Sometimes you get stabbed in the side of the gum with the shell. So if you got food that you think is just, it's just too much dang work, 52353, so you can do that.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aw. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We try to help. Let'seth be honesteth. When we say it that way, it sounds like we're really classy. We're smart.
Shakespeare.
Exactly. We'd be like, we're on Masterpiece Theater. That's what it is. As we talk about people and their fancy parties. Let's see.
Where's the queen?
I'm going to have a fancy party. Maybe that's what it is. It's a royal baby shower. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think it is.
Probably not. Nah. I think you might be correct. So if you ever want to be part of Let's Be Honest, people can help. They have good advice. We're here too.
Yep.
And just hit us up on Facebook. We say good morning to Not Lisa. Hi, Not Lisa.
Hi.
She wants to have a very unusual party. That's all I know. Do I want to be part of this party? Lisa, what's going on?
Oh, you're welcome to come to this party.
Okay. I don't know if I want to, though.
Fancy party. Okay, so I got divorced, and it was official finalized a month ago.
All right.
So the party is a divorce party.
A divorce party?
Okay. And I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of those, too.
Everything sounds above board right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I don't know if anyone else has ever had a divorce party, but I'm sure someone has. I would like to invite my ex-husband. So... I don't know if that's weird to you guys.
Yes.
We were together for 5 years and married only for 2 years. And we were only 25 when we got married. But when we got married, our families just really bonded. And he had a core group of friends from college. I had a core group of friends. And we became this connection for them. And they all became really close. And so because of this, our family knew we were going through it for about a year where things were just, we were on point each step of the way as we were growing apart. It was weird. We were feeling the same things. Everything changed with his career. Things changed with where I wanted to live. And we both wanted kids, but I felt like I wanted them really right now. And he, because of the career change, decided there's no way.
Okay. So basically, I mean, stuff happened, but it sounds like it was very mutual. But what you're saying is I would like to have a party celebrate the fact that I am getting rid of this husband who will also be in attendance for this celebration.
If he's celebrating too, so it's like a joint.
It kind of is.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like a new beginning. Like we were bonded together. In this way, but it's nothing negative. Our families were really critical of us that we were quitting, that we weren't trying, and our friends were completely shocked. We told them really before, just before the divorce became law. Yeah. They just found out the last year.
But it so almost sounds I mean, divorce is never ideal, but this almost sounds like it's a good time for a divorce because y'all don't have kids.
Exactly.
And that's it. I've been married for a couple of years. Don't really have any assets to fight over at this point.
But I would feel a little awkward.
Yes.
You know, because it's like...
I think this is weird.
Yeah. We attend your wedding, then we attend your divorce party.
Yeah, I think it's weird for the other person to be there. I've heard of them. Mm-hmm. I've heard of divorce parties where it's just the wife or the ex-wife or the ex-husband throwing it. But to have the other one there is a little weird.
But ultimately, it's their decision and it's their relationship. And if it's not weird to them, much like all of the weird things Monica does that are not weird to her, then what does it really matter?
I don't know. Because in my head, I'm thinking, like, what if one of the friends, like, okay, this is a perfect time to bring somebody for my friend to meet. So what if a friend of the ex-husband bring somebody to introduce to the ex-husband at the divorce
party. That could be messy.
Yeah, and it could be cool for some people.
We talked about stuff like that, and that's what we want to present to our friends and family. Like, we don't want you guys to have to pick sides. We want you to get used to, listen, we're going to be dating other people, and it's a good thing.
It's all good.
We want each other to be happy. But then my best friend was like, and she knew the whole time what was going on, but she was kind of thinking my ideas were a little like, I was like, should I burn my wedding dress or symbolically burn it in a suit maybe, or maybe burn our wedding album? I just wanted to be fun.
You two are either the most evolved couple ever or the weirdest couple ever. It's one of the two. And so let's just take a quick break. Let's flip it around. Let's see if anyone can offer some insight. Maybe people that had really mutual breakups.
I know, but it's...
Weird.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on at this party.
Lisa, it sounds like you're doing this. You're having this party mainly for your friends and family, so that they can get along and feel all right with the situation.
And I think on some levels that is very
with that.
That's very evolved.
It is. Yes.
But can it actually happen? So let's see. Does this actually happen in real life?
The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
Not only is she excited to get divorced, so is her husband. We welcome back Not Lisa. Hi, Not Lisa.
Hi.
So you want to have a divorce party, and not only that, your ex-husband, it's sort of a co-divorce party. Because you guys have a lot of mutual friends, and this is sort of your way of saying, hey, everybody, it's okay to still hang out with us together. You don't have to pick sides.
Yes, I haven't invited him yet, but it's a work in progress party. I'm just trying to get ideas.
Okay.
But for sure, I'm going to have a party, and for sure... I'd like him there, and I think
so. You don't know how he would feel. You don't know how he would feel about this whole thing, or have you talked about it?
We talked before about maybe like a little get together at a restaurant.
Okay,
you know?
So you sort of have.
I don't know how he'll feel about the other ideas I'm having. Maybe I'm going a little too overboard. But like I said, I don't want to make fun of the marriage, but I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas? I want to just make it kind of light, and not negative at all. And if we were just breaking up as a regular couple, it would be just like, well, it didn't work out. But, you know, when you get married and you spend that money, unfortunately, and people think they invest in that. They think you're going to be together, especially our families.
Maybe we don't call it a divorce party. We call it a reverse wedding. Uh-huh. We give everybody a present who comes, like in the other direction. Let's get Kim in here. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right, Kim, what's on your mind?
I just thought maybe they should do it as a next chapter party, like them together in the next chapter.
Okay.
And
it's all about branding is what Kim
is saying. It needs to have a name, a hashtag.
Right.
Right. Right, but instead of, like, usual divorce parties, the wife is, or whoever is really glad to be out of the marriage, and it's usually not good, and that's why they do those types of divorce parties.
Right, they're
parties.
Burning that the bad energy, like, all this
right,
stuff. You know
right.
what it is? We're
it doesn't sound like this what this is.
In this day and age, it's friendship. Rebooted.
I know.
That's what it is. We're doing the reboot. We're putting on the reboot. Yeah, thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. Good morning, Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
All right, what's on your mind?
So all of my breakups were pretty mutual, but you probably shouldn't throw a huge party about it because it's like, yeah, we failed. I mean...
I guess.
It would feel bad for the guy... It would be better if you're trying to bring the family together to do it after everything is said and done, to be like, hey, we're still friends. Everything works out well in the end.
And I think, you know, not necessarily agreeing 100% with Adam's point, but to go on Adam's point, you need to talk to the ex-husband to make sure he's okay.
True.
Originally, yeah, well, they were talking about a dinner is probably like eight people.
I guess.
A party.
Sit-down dinners get awkward, though.
A party is 30 people.
Okay, what if he says, though, hell yeah, let's do it. Let's get some shots. I'm on board.
Well, then we're there, but we don't know that yet. Yeah. She doesn't know that.
I mean, this person texts in. They say relationship with exes are only awkward if you make them awkward.
Yeah. I think you just mess with everybody and just put your wedding dress on and tell them to get in a suit. Show up like, hey, welcome to the party.
Okay, no. Absolutely not.
It's all about the branding. So let's, how about this one, Lisa? We'll try this. Wedding. Endgame. See?
Well, because I feel like what's happening is it's turning from the original point of like, hey, we're all cool, to now it's turning into this big, lavish, over the top thing where now we're just making fun as opposed to being
really cool.
Yeah. Now, no, absolutely not. Now it's just like, hey, we're bringing our friends together. So you guys know that you don't have to pick a side. Now it's like, oh, now we got to have this dress burning time, suit burning time.
Well, I feel like you know your family and friends the best. So you know what kind of party you want to throw and what would work.
Do you think
this
will go over well with everybody?
I mean, my best friend was like, oh, why the wedding album? Like, it wasn't bad. Like, why? But so I guess I'm just still trying to come up with ideas.
Maybe we're taking the energy portion out of it because you're trying to say that it isn't. We failed, but we're evolving into something else. So that's what it should be, more of that. Looking toward the future, celebrating the time that you've had together, because it doesn't sound like any of it was particularly bad. It just changed.
I mean, it was tough, you know, because we both felt guilty. We both felt, wait, I'm attracted to this coworker. And then, you know, your natural reaction is like, what, you? And then it's like, wait, I'm kind of attracted to this guy at the gym, but why are we feeling that? We just fell out of love.
Yeah.
You know, and we
y'all got married too early. People get married too early. And this is one of those situations. But they're getting out when the getting is good. There's no kids involved. There's no stuff involved.
Just have a cookout.
Yeah, just have a regular party. You don't have to burn any photo albums. Just you don't have to burn your dress. Don't burn your suit. Just have a cookout. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah.
Go with that. But yeah, keep us posted.
Invite us if you want.
Yeah, you know, maybe if we can
clear
some time.
Oh, definitely come. That would be amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Special guest appearance by. That would be amazing.
We'll play newlywed game. We'll see who knows you best.
Zach, we're back to the games part. We've gotten rid of the games.
What? It'll be your ex-husband versus cute guy at the gym. It'll be great.
Oh,
end game.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
If you love The Hunger Games, get ready for the prequel that is coming out. Oh, okay. You know, you rolled your eyes.
I didn't mean to roll my eyes. I didn't. Yeah. I don't love it enough to watch a prequel. It was okay.
Yeah, they said 2020. That's going to be the year. For Hunger Games.
I never watched any of those.
I thought they were all right.
That was my introduction to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. She was okay. She did a great job.
I mean, they weren't terrible movies. I just got bored by the end of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of those ones too where I saw it's going to be a prequel. So what is it? 50 years previous or something.
Yeah.
It says during the 10th Hunger Games. Like, oh my God, there are so many reboot opportunities here. It'll be the 12th and then the 13th. Let's not forget the always memorable 27th Hunger Games.
Oh, by the way, I watched that movie Greta. Don't watch it.
Greta?
Greta, the girl on the train.
Oh, yeah.
That was stupid.
Okay, so just Monica would like to give you a heads up to not watch that movie you didn't know about that got bad reviews that you had no intention of watching.
Well, yeah, I watched that movie. Ugh. Not a fan. But anyway.
You don't respect your own time sometimes, I think.
And Jared said, what are you watching? It sounds really boring.
Yep.
And he was in a different room. He's like,
you would be
that?
Correct.
And yeah, it was terrible.
She's like, shh, I'm watching Greta and I hate it. I'm going to continue
to watch this. I was invested,
so
I had to finish it. Okay, so Taylor Swift, she has her new song and new video, You Need to Calm Down.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Katy Perry, she makes a cameo in that video. And people were starting to say that they had a little kiss. But she says, no, that's not what they did. They hugged.
They squashed the beef.
They squashed the beef. So cute. Because they were dressed up as food. So Taylor Swift, she was a French fry. And Katy Perry dressed up as a hamburger. And they just hugged.
Okay.
They
now,
embraced. Yeah.
So they hugged. And that was to show that the beef is over. I guess Katy is dressed as beef, I suppose. Is that?
Yeah, beef patty.
I feel like Monica has going to have opinions on the food that was chosen. Carefully chosen in this video. Do you not?
What I mean, Taylor Swift being a French fry?
Well, it just seems to me that Taylor got to be the skinny stick of French fry, and then Katy Perry is the big fat beef who started all of this.
But I think Katy Perry agrees to dress up like that.
And I think Katy Perry should be the beef because there's more
substance to her.
She stole the dancer.
She did.
She was the
dancer.
One. That's where the beef started. Was she when Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had to dress. You want to settle this? You have to dress like beef.
Uh-huh.
And it really almost is that ever since that moment, I don't know if Taylor Swift has voodoo connections or not, but since that moment, Katy Perry's career has been in a downward spiral from a music perspective. I mean, she's doing fine.
Yeah. She's
paid $20 million to sit there on American Idol and have no one pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But musically, we also, no one is paying attention to any of her music. And it was when she stole Taylor Swift's
that
dancer.
That was it.
So I don't know what sort of Papa Shango thing she made happen there. Something happened.
And I'll say this, and I'm not going to take credit as a text that came in. We deserve some money for that video.
We do?
Because they stole the idea from our food bracket back in March.
I believe that's what it is.
Yep. That's what it was.
The burger and the fries came together, the comfort food bracket.
Because they were battling in the bracket.
Let's be a radio DJ that battles Taylor Swift in court. That worked out really well for the other guy that did it.
Warp Speed.
Trying to pick a contestant here on the thing, and they're trying to get the number one Google search to fill in the blanks just like Google does. He is the only person with this name who's actually allowed on the show now because we've been wronged by people named Preston so many times in the past.
Oh, we have a Preston.
This is our one. He's our one Preston, our lone wolf. Good morning, Preston.
Morning.
Don't let us down. If you screw this up, there'll never be another Preston on.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't.
No.
He just has to not ruin anything. So, Preston, who would you like to team up with today, my friend?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay. Preston and Antoine here in round one of the game. Good luck. You have to give me the number one Google search, Antoine.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Okay. Here we go anyway. You have 15 seconds to give me the number one answer to this Google search. How can I get rid of my
kids, rash, parents, job, house, car, old furniture, property, yard sale, toys, my mother-in-law, family members.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I feel like I was close.
You were in the neighborhood sort of with things like house and car and stuff. Student loans. Student loans is the number one answer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Preston.
Sorry,
you did
Preston.
Not win, but you are allowed to continue to be a part of the show. So have a great day.
You too.
Okay, cool. See, he's nice. Let's get Tyler in here. Hi, Tyler. Sorry, my button didn't work. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. See, it's like it happened on the first time.
Good,
Tyler, you're going to be teamed up with Miss Monica today. And Monica, you just have to give me the number one answer to do people really?
Do people really get married, fall in love? Do people really, do people really buy that? Do they really spend money? Do they really buy iPhones? Do they really throw, where do people really go to Syria? I don't know. What?
Syria. Do people really win the Publisher's Clearinghouse?
No. I mean, they do. They do, though.
Do they?
They do.
I don't know.
They do. The commercials say they
have
do.
You met somebody that won it?
Never.
Me neither. So I don't know. Okay. Sorry, Tyler. Have a lovely day. Thank you so much. Let's move on now to Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
All right, clean slate. Your choice, Antoine or Monica?
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay. Monica Brooks.
All right.
I think you can do this one because you're loud. Number one Google search. Are you allowed to yell at
Your kids, your parents, your grandparents, your pastor, your doctor, your teacher? Are you allowed to yell at your principal? Are you
serious?
Allowed to your boss?
Mm-mm.
Are you allowed to yell at your custodian? Are you your parents? Your police. That's the idea.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
I was thinking police the whole time. I was like, come on, Monica.
A cop.
Okay.
Popo. Number one.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Hey, break a little sweat.
Shout out to you, Samantha.
So close. Yeah. Maybe not even close, but that's okay. Samantha, you are the winner. Yeah. Are you allowed to yell at a cop? That is the number one answer.
Overtime victory.
I don't know. It's not worth the risk, I think is where I would
No,
put
it's
the,
definitely not worth
right.
it.
Yeah.
But I think you can.
You can, but.
I think you can.
Hey, freedom of speech, but not freedom of consequences.
I
know.
Arrested.
All the time.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I give you three stories. I take a word out of the story. You try to figure out what's missing. We start with this one. It's a Guinness World Record for this guy.
Ooh.
Man sets Guinness World Record for putting blank in his mouth. What do you stuff in his mouth? A, spiders. B, blueberries. Or C, feathers.
I'm going feathers.
Feathers.
Yeah.
I'm I'm gonna go spiders.
Well, you're both wrong.
Blueberries?
You're wrong.
Blueberries?
Oh.
Here he is, stuffing a bunch of blueberries in his mouth.
Today, I'm going for the Guinness World Record for the most blueberries stuffed in the mouth.
I was choking a little bit, but I wasn't going to swallow any.
That's at the end here.
Come on!
Count them
out. So, 124 blueberries stuffed in my mouth. 22 more were in there, but they don't count because they got smushed. This was not a fun record, but I crushed the previous record of 86.
Yeah. 120 something. Now they had to stay intact too. It wasn't like you could just put them in and then just start chewing them up.
They have to hold in place.
That's a lot of blueberries.
That is a lot.
That's too many blueberries.
Especially
dangerous.
Those jumbo-y ones. Mm-hmm. Those are big and scary.
They're juicy too.
They are.
His teeth are like stained.
But could he have those little nut-like ones? You can stuff. You can put about 50 million of them in there. All right. Next story is. Oh, you'll enjoy this one, Monica. Politician accidentally gives speech while wearing blank. A, women's underwear.
Mm.
B, a clown nose. Or C, the Facebook kitty cat filter.
Oh, Facebook.
Yeah. Correct. Aww. He didn't know it was on there. He went to do the
hilarious.
He did the live feed, and it had the kitty cat filter
the
on him
time?
The whole time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude in Pakistan.
Oh, so I love
he's
that.
He's a pretty little kitty.
Yep. It's so funny when it's accidental.
K92's own Kid Carter. Yeah. When comedian Chris Kattan was in town, Kid was driving him around town getting ready for a show, and he couldn't get that filter off.
He could not get the filter off, and it was hilarious. I watched it, I don't know how many, 100 times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Get that off. Again. Come on. Oh, what the heck? Facebook's always out to make us look stupid. See, just accidentally shows up. Okay, big controversy in this one. New York claims they were cheated out of blank. A, Big Apple naming rights.
Ooh.
B, a Long Island iced tea contest. Or C, a bagel award.
C.
I'm going Big Apple.
Big Apple? Well. Yeah. You're both wrong. I'm sorry.
That means you're
Long
wrong.
Island?
The Long Island iced tea contest. Oh. So they had some contest because Kingsport, Tennessee, of all places, claim, because there's a Long Island in that area, they claim that a bartender there invented the drink in the 1920s. Long Island, the island, says, no, it's ours. So these two bars got together to have a contest. Kingsport, Tennessee won.
Well, there you go. You compete, you win or lose.
They won the award for the best, worst tasting, just awful beverage in the history of life, the Long Island iced tea. I guess the best tasting? I don't know. It's just such a bad idea. Now, the bartenders in New York, they claim the contest was rigged and the Kingsport Tourism Board picked the judges and fixed the contest so they would win.
Why did you let them pick the judges? You didn't do your homework.
Exactly. And the real loser in all this are the judges, because they're the ones that have to taste these Long Island iced teas, and those drinks are gross.
No, thank you.
Ugh, grody.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
It's just too much stuff.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.